From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Roshan Lloyd D'Souza, and today our homilist is Deacon Kevin Dudlin. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from our donors. The first is Catalina Beltran Alanzalon from Mississauga, Ontario, for her personal intentions and the intentions of Mary Suzanne Hipponia, Christina Socorro Ilbe, and Cecilia Martha Lim. The Daily TV Mass Ministry is made possible by the generous contributions of all our donors, and in a special way, our monthly donors. This Easter season, we offer our community prayer in thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. Our thanks to all our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we come together to celebrate this Eucharist, let us thank and praise God for the gift of this beautiful day, for the gift of life and faith, and ask the risen Lord to fill us with grace and strength that we may experience his love and share his love with one another. To enter into this celebration, let us call to our minds our failings, shortcomings, and sins, and seek God's mercy. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for all of us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Set aside, O Lord, the bond of sentence written for us by the law of sin, which in the Paschal mystery you cancelled through the resurrection of Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a convert of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Place our trust in you. Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Praise the Lord with our lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of ten strings. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. For the word of the Lord is our upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Christ is risen, the Lord of all creation. He has shown pity on all people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
After feeding the crowd, Jesus withdrew to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 5 or 6 kilometers, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But Jesus said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Have you ever felt that things just weren't going your way? You know, kind of like Murphy's Law, when anything that can go wrong will go wrong. We have been in a hurry going, like, you know, think about if you're driving down the road and you've been in a hurry going down the road and you're trying to get somewhere really fast, and all of a sudden the traffic just stops and you don't know why, and you're trudging along, and finally when you get to where the reason for the slowdown is, you realize it's nothing even on your side of the road, but it's just people looking at what's going on the other side of the road. Or maybe your car breaks down, or maybe you run into sudden financial strain. Things happen to us all the time. Well, our church is no different. In our first reading, everything is going pretty good for the early church. The church is growing, and everyone is contributing all they have so it can be distributed evenly amongst everybody. But in reality, is this really what's happening? No. A group of widows are actually being neglected. The apostles knew that this was not a good situation to be in. They could have decided just to ask others to do this, But this is not what a sharing community does. They wanted everyone to be involved, so they called a meeting with everyone in their community and asked them to pick 7 good men to assist them. That is the foundation that our church was built on, the involvement of everyone in our community. We rely on all of you to lend a hand, just not some of you, but all of you. Whether it be through you joining an organization such as the Catholics Women's League, or maybe the Knights of Columbus, or a local prayer group, or maybe you're helping out with the children's liturgy, first communions or confirmations, or just attending Mass and participating with your family. Every aspect is just as important. That is what brings the vitality or life to our community, or better yet, our church. Also, by the selection and appointing of these first deacons, they suggest a solution for the needs of the church even today. Namely, to ensure that we have new and suitable types of ministries for everyone in our church. Just not a few people or a select few, but for everybody. Sometimes we think this is nothing but a pipe dream because it usually gets blocked by some bureaucracy or the people involved. However, if we only turn to our Lord, He can change anything from what appears to be an utter disaster to solace and well-being. In the midst of a storm on a lake and very afraid of drowning, Jesus helped them find their way back to shore. In spite of what we may feel are roadblocks in the church, our faith can continue to show us the way. There is comfort in this story of Jesus walking on the water. We don't know what he will do to fix or heal our current world or situation. However, we still need to be willing to take a risk, trusting that God will be there for us. This should help us to realize that we need to discuss issues and plan them out with others, not trying to do everything on our own. We need to remain faithful to our community. It's never good to just storm out due to frustration or send angry emails or texts. It's better to just take it in and to discuss it. What is impressive and what we learn from the appointment of these first deacons is the apostles' forethought and common sense to consult the people on how to move forward. Just like when Jesus went up the mountain to pray, sending the disciples ahead of him across the lake, he did not forget about his friends, even though they were struggling and afraid in the storm. If our prayer is genuine, it hones our awareness to the needs of other struggles and stress in their lives. You notice how the winds dropped and they came into a calmer space when Jesus stepped into the boat. In our prayers, we are asking God to step into the midst of the storms that threaten to overwhelm us, using his grace and mercy to show others his saving presence. Let us all join together in the prayers of the faithful. Loving Father, who through the sacrifice of your only Son, Jesus Christ, we are offered the opportunity of eternal life in your divine presence. We come with gratitude and humility to present our heartfelt prayers. In today's gospel, Jesus shows us his calming influence. We pray for the wisdom to recognize his presence and to follow him without outside distractions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During the season of Easter, we pray that forgiveness be at the heart of our family life so that we can grow to know the Lord's mercy and forgiveness together. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On this feast day of St. Martin, we pray for those many people who have followed in his footsteps as witnesses to God's presence around this world, that God may bless their efforts to create a more just world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our Daily TV Mass Prayer Intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer and thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our own personal intentions and the intentions of those who have asked for our prayers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers and grant us new life and hope through faith in your infinite love and generosity. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash me from any grace and cleanse me from all my sins, O Lord. Amen. Thank you. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Heavenly Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Sanctify graciously these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to love you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to his setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by the divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ make us everlasting. Amen. The body of Christ.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.